Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I
long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone out there, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we begin this evening, we come asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us guidance, Father, and to lift us up on that straight path, and help us with knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of your word, Father, and the wisdom to use it. Help us now, Father, to reach those you would have to hear this message this evening, wherever they are in the world, Father. We know that we are reaching some out of our land, out of our country, all around, Father, wherever the internet goes. Now be with us throughout the remainder of this service. Touch us with your blessing, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. This morning we was in the 14th chapter of Exodus. And we learned when God brought Israel out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt, we've seen a lot of things going on that really should not have been going on, didn't we? We also let us see that a lot of the things that's going on today in our land should not be going on, that's going. But it's also letting us see that the church has kept quiet, is saying nothing about it, and letting it all happen instead of coming together, standing up, and letting their voices be heard. Instead, they're going the ways of this world out here and doing exactly what our government and mankind is telling them to do. Instead of following God and His word, they're following Satan and his demonic army. into the ways of this world and committing all sorts of evil, but most especially committing those things against the Lord our God that they should not be doing. And we are all facing these days and times. You know, God will take care of His. Those that are born again, God will take care of you. But it doesn't mean that we don't see and know what's going on and that it don't touch us. Because when we love the Lord Jesus Christ, what goes against Him and God Almighty also hurts us. It gives us heartache and brings things into our life that we really would rather do without. But it also, when we really see and understand, it helps us to grow stronger in certain ways. Because, you know, until you face a few trials and tribulations, your faith is not really as strong as it ought to be. And we're told that in God's Word. That's why God will let you and I go through some things that's not really pleasant to us. But God knows what is needful in order to put us right where He wants each and every one of us to be and doing the things He wants us to do. So we're going to be getting in to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And we're going to be dealing with several different things as we go through this chapter. So let's begin here with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness commanded it not, comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. And the glory was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Are thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What saith thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water. But there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latches I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood and the two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted to Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he saith, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto you, unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit bring that message to you and I, which he would have each one of us to receive this day. And once again, we give the Lord Jesus Christ praise, honor, and glory, because it all belongs to him. He paid the price for each and every one of us. And it's in that sweet, precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. As we back up here, we find here in these first few verses that the key is the Word. A lot of us today that are sitting in the church today don't really understand the deity of the Godhead and how the Godhead works. Think about that. And yet, they stand and proclaim that they have heaven made as their home. But that don't seem likely, does it? That they'll have heaven made their home. Not at all. But we do know that it is recorded in God's word that there are three in heaven that bear witness. Pardon me just a moment. Now, those three that bear record in heaven is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are told that these three are one. Most do not understand actually the working of Almighty God and how he has worked with mankind since the time of creation. You see, God has worked with you and I down through time, beginning with Adam and Eve, and on up until Jesus came into the world as the Father. He would walk in the garden with them of the evening. But he was the Father then. Then along came the law that God gave to Moses. And yet mankind still was not living according to the will and the way that God wanted him to live. He was not keeping the law and all of the rituals and things that was asked of him. But God knew all of this beforehand, and he had already planned a way. That was, he was coming back to be with mankind. And he came back as the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Walked on this earth 33 and a half years. 3 years in the ministry here on this earth. Then he went back to heaven so he could send the Holy Spirit back to you and I today. He is still here with you and I today, walking with us, living in us as the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus told his disciples. They didn't want him going away. They didn't want him to die and go away. And he told them, he said, unless I go back, the Holy Spirit can't come. He called him the Comforter. He said, the Comforter can't come. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ paid a price for you and I, a price that we could not and would not pay, so that we would have a way of making heaven our home. Think about that for just a little bit. Now, but all things comes from God. We're told here in these first few verses, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And where he's talking about the Word here, he's also talking about the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, right here, as we'll see here in just a few moments. And he says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made without him. Just like today, mankind wants to take credit for everything that's going on in the world today. But where does the credit really belong? It belongs to Almighty God. Because without the knowledge that God is giving to mankind, man wouldn't be able to do anything. And he'd not have the knowledge to come up with all this technology he's come up with. It all belongs to God. And it's time that mankind wakes up and realizes the fact that that's exactly where everything has come from. But he don't want to. He wants to go out here and just go his own way, stay the way of this world out here. And he has that choice. He can do that. But in doing that, he's going to make hell his eternal home. Hell and that lake of fire. Now, he goes on here in verse 4. He says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Who is the light of man? He's breaking it down now to where we can really begin to see who he's talking about. Jesus is our light. And then you and I are supposed to be a light unto the world. Because we have Jesus in us. That's what gives you and I the ability and the power to be that light that God is wanting of us. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Because you know why? It didn't want to. You see, still following Satan's influence, his deception. Now, he says here in 6, he says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. There's only one that John the Baptist was a forerunner to, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. John knew who he was. He knew that actually before either one of them was actually born. When Mary met John's mother while John was still in the womb, and Mary was pregnant, and as she met John's mother, John leaped in the womb because he recognized the one in Mary. We're told that in Scripture. Now, he's talking about this man that came to bear witness of the light. And he lets us know that he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness and to prepare, as we're told in other scriptures, to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You see, we have a choice. We could choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but we can also choose to go the other way. So what I'm asking you today, you that hear this, what choice are you making today? Where do you want to spend eternity? Do you want to spend eternity in hell and that lake of fire with Satan and his demons, where all that pain and punishment will be forever, no end and no way out? Or would you rather spend it with the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, only the joy of being with the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God in heaven? Think about that. And just stop and think for a moment about the life that we'll have when we step out of this life and into the next, when we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We step out of this life, we're going to go on and meet him and be with him if we belong to him. If we're that born-again child of God, and we're told that's the only way we can get to heaven is to be born again. Now, we've been over that several times, so right now I'm not going to get into that. But for those that are born again, step out of this life into the next, go on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told even in the four Gospels, to be absent from this life is to be present with Jesus. You ain't going out there sleeping no ground. You're going to go on. This old body will go back to dirt. But you're going to go on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, when he comes back this second time to set up his kingdom here on this earth, we're going to come with him, and we're going to spend 1,000 years once more here on the earth. But you know the difference will be, we'll be in the kingdom where Jesus is king. He'll be the ruler. There won't be none of these hypocrites we got today. It'll be the Lord Jesus Christ. And we won't have all of this sin and all going on. But we're going to spend that 1,000 years with him. We're told that in God's word. Well, now, you know, I just don't believe that all that word's true. That's what you hear a whole lot of nowadays among mankind. I just can't believe that that's all truth, that all of that word that's in the Bible is all truth, but it is. And you know, it has proved itself time after time after time. Because when you get into the prophecy of the Holy Bible, and you see, or even a way back in the days of Abraham, God's prophecy to him came about just as God told him it would. It's all been seen and proven. All the prophecies that was given back then, Even they, a lot of times, didn't get to see it. But we see where it had come about. Isaiah prophesied about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How he was coming. That he was coming as a babe. He was to be born of a virgin. And that the government would rest on his shoulders. Even to the point of how he would die. It happened just as he said it would. And that was prophesied 400 years before Christ was born. How much more proof do we need? But there is a whole lot more of it in the Word of Almighty God. Man wants things his own way. He wants to be stubborn, prideful, selfish. And he can choose to do so. But in doing it, as I said earlier, he's on the road to hell. Now, he goes on to tell us here, he said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. We know that happened too, don't we? We know he came born to his own people. They wouldn't accept him. They rejected him. They ended up having him crucified, had him killed. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. We've seen all that. We know it happened. We didn't see it, but we see it in God's Word, which has been handed down to us. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That he's speaking about for you and I, even to this day, to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him. Bring him into our lives and give my life to him. It's no longer mine. It's his. That's what mankind can't accept. He can't accept absolutely giving his life to another, even if it is Jesus. I want my way. I want what I want. Well, when I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want don't count. Lord, here I am. Take my life. Do with it what you want to do with it, Lord. Use it for your will, for your way, for your work. Not mine. But we find every excuse to stay out of church, to stay out of the Word, even when we are at home and we go days and days and days without ever opening the Bible because we used every excuse. I don't have time. One day you're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ for your judgment. And when you live that kind of life that you haven't had time for him, you're going to find out he ain't got time for you. You're going to hear him say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, because I never knew you. And then you're going to find your seat in hell. And eventually, after that 1,000-year reign of the Lord here on this earth, there'll be what is called in the Word of God the Great White Throne Judgment. No, boy, you don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. But we're told back in the book of Revelation all about that. When that happens, Satan, all of his demons, and everyone that is not right with God, and hell itself will be cast into the lake of fire that's hotter than anything man has ever made. And the word tells us, for the worm never dies, and no way out. You'll be there for eternity. I don't want that. But I can only speak for myself. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to take my life and do exactly what he wants to with it and when he wants to. Is it all joy? It is in one way. But there are things, there are times and things that I go through that I don't enjoy. It's not fun. But you know, I know that I'm not there alone. I'm not there by myself. He is right there with me, and he'll give me the strength to make it on through whatever it is. And when I come out the other side, I'll be stronger and better than I was when I went into it. That's why he allowed me to go through it. You see, he allows us to go through some things for our own good. Now, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You see, he's still talking here about Jesus being born. He wasn't born just by blood, nor of, or by the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was born as a babe. He was made flesh, just as you and I. There was one difference with him, though. Most don't know that. You can touch him, hand him, just like you can us. Because he was born of a woman. He was born into this world. To her labor, just like we are. He was flesh, had blood, but he was not of this world. Because you see, he didn't have an earthly father. He had a heavenly father. And when he was born, that day that John seen that Holy Spirit come down and light on him and stayed on him, right then he was filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He walked his servant with his ministry and all, filled with that Holy Spirit of God. And when he went back to heaven, he sent that back so you and I could walk the same way, filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We're not by ourselves no more when we belong to him. But we must be born again. And don't let them tell you, just because you go to an altar someplace and you confess your sins and you're baptized, well, right then you're filled with the Holy Spirit. No. Now, it does happen sometimes to a few. There's very few who get it that way. In fact, out of all the years that I've been around, I only know of one that got the Holy Spirit at the same time they were baptized in water. One. And that one had been a member of the church for years. In fact, she was a preacher's wife. But after sitting through all them services and all, it took the right service for her to see and to understand she wasn't right with God. There was something missing. And she had to be rebaptized. She got home that day from service, and her husband called me and told me, he said, "Brother Tony, my wife wants to be rebaptized." I said, "Well, if she does, get it done. She wants you to do it. All right? We'll get it done. When does she want it done? Today. All right? Got a place where we can go? Oh, yeah. I've told you where we live. Come here because we're just going across the theater to the creek." Took her out there and baptized her in that creek. She come out of that, up out of that water and shouting. And while she's under that water, in Jesus' name, being buried with him, she was also being filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. But it's the only one in all of my ministry I've ever seen get it all at one time. Because, you see, we have to have time to grow. That's what she'd been doing all them years. She'd been growing. Till finally, the Lord gave her the right message. The message she needed to get right with him. And then she was ready. Because she had a lot of knowledge of the Word of God. And she just hadn't got the right one. Now, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." He goes on here in 15, says, "John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." We all know from reading the Bible that actually John was just a little older than Jesus was. Just by a few months. But he was a few months older than Jesus. But you see, he understood that Jesus wasn't just that age. That Jesus was before him. Jesus was part of the deity of Almighty God. He was at the creation of the world. And as the word we just read told us, that the world was made by him. And without him, nothing was made. But you see, most of us, we read this like a storybook, and we don't take time to really study and slow down to see what it is actually telling us. And that's why there has been so much deception, because mankind didn't let the Spirit work within him. And when the Spirit is not at work within us, Satan is. And he is the master of deception. Him and his little demon army. Now, 16. "And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace." The fullness. You know, when we look back at 14 and we see what it says, it's letting us know that grace has been heaped upon us, and it brings now a realization and an experience in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is given to you and I by an unmerited favor towards sinners and for their salvation. You see, when we become that born-again child of God, our concern is no longer just for ourselves. It's for those around us. It's that desire to be as Christ was and to reach out to the lost out in the world. Well, yeah, but you can't be like Jesus. Oh, yes, you can. We're told to walk as he walked. Now, I can't do it on my own, no. But I'm told how to get to the point that I can walk just as he walked. I can do the things he done. Why? How can you do that? Because he said so. Because the Holy Spirit's going to work through me. Just like it worked through him while he was here on this earth. While he is here on this earth, he can do his miracles and things because he had the Holy Spirit of Almighty God with him. When he left here, he went to heaven and he sent that Spirit back to you and I. And he tells us in his word, these things I do, those are all. Now listen, all, not just preachers, not just deacons, all that believe in me. These things I do, they will do, and greater than these will they do, because I go back to the Father. And then I'm going to send the power back so they can do it. You see, I walk out and I lay my hands on you, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, peace be healed, and it's done. Don't look at me and say, he's a healer. No, it was the Holy Spirit that flowed through me, that flowed through my hand and touched you. That power of Almighty God, that's what healed you. It wasn't me. You wait for me to heal, you're going to be sick a long time. But all of you that remember the tent revival days, who was taking credit for so-called healings that was being done then? Man, that's why they made so many shows out of it. That's why it didn't last very long. Because that's exactly what it was. It was make-believe, most for the most part. Now, there was a few miracles that did happen. There was a couple of men out there that were good men of God, but there was a lot of them that wasn't. I went to one service. It was so bad that when you got in there, it was in a building. When you got in there, they locked the door so you couldn't get out until it was over. Needless to say, I didn't go back the next day. Now, 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. That's when grace and truth came, was through the Lord Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And we're going to end here And God willing, maybe we can pick up our next time Thursday night there and finish on with the rest of this chapter, because there's still a whole lot more to come. A whole lot more good to come. And what a lot of us needs to remember. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for a place and a time that we can come together, Father, to be of help to each other, to be able to walk according to your will, Father, and your grace. Father, we thank you for each and everything we have in this life. But most of all, Father, we thank you for eternal life and a hope that one day we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ and spend eternity with him, doing what you want of us to do, Father. Help us, Father, to make a way to become your children, your servants. Use us, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift us up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we know that things are not right there. We know that they have very little peace. We are praying, Father, for peace for them. But even more so than that, Father, we are praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, that without any excuse whatsoever has turned its back and walked so far away. Now, Father, we ask you to be with each one of us and help us to remove from the office in our government all of those that are standing against the church and against the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to replace them with those that will stand for the church, and to help us to put Jesus back into all the places he's been taken out of, and to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer list, Father, as these names are called, may the Holy Spirit touch each one of them to fulfill whatever need they have, whether that need be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's friend Sue and Sue's family, Tom, Tom's friend Dennis and Dennis's family in Oklahoma, for Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, this young boy, Father, use him in great and mighty ways among the young people there in Texas. Pardon me, just a moment. Throat got dry. All right. And Father, Carrie Coates. Carrie needs a healing touch. Father, touch him in a mighty and great way. Dennis Breed and his wife, Tina. The brothers in Christ here in Brandenburg, Father, These men all come from different walks of life. But Father, when they come together, bring them together with one mind and one accord, and that being in Jesus. Pastor Smalls from the Glory Bound Church of Irvington. Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg. For the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, make these churches lighthouses to the community in which they stand. And I pray, Father, that these pastors all walk close with Jesus so that they are filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit to lead these churches along that pathway of righteousness in which you would have them to go. This young man, Will, that has been ordained into the ministry, my prayer for him, Father, is that his teacher has been the Holy Spirit, and he's the pastor you want him to be. Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie, Father, you know what is needed there. We lift them up, put them in your hands. That little full gospel church of God there at Akron, Father, not only a lighthouse, but make it a place of refuge to where the lost that's walking in darkness can find a place to go to, Father, to find the light, and that light being Jesus. Father, keep this little church with one in it that will keep it filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Use it, Father, in great and mighty ways. For my young friend in Pakistan, Haroon Islam, and for Barak Meshai, Father, these men all work in places to where, if they're found, they could be jailed and killed. Keep them safe. Keep them in health and see to their needs. For the Johnson family, for the Lee family, for the Branson family, my wife's family, my family, for all the families where one will hear this message, Father, may the Holy Spirit work with these families. Turn those that are walking in darkness from that darkness to light, that light being Jesus, so that none be lost, and all will be able to find and make heaven their home. For Jim Embry, baby Jalay, Sharon Mombello and her mother, for Sue, for Palin, for Henry Craycroft, for Casey Smith, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Karen, Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Touch them, Father, and bring about that healing. Heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And do it, Father, so that they know that it is your work and not the ways of mankind. Now, Father, this church is yours. Help us to build it, Father. And help us to build it your way, in your time, and according to your way, Father, making it what you want it to be. Use me, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift me up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. He's the one, Father, that paid the price. And it's in that sweet, precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen. All right. Remember now to... God willing, we could all be together come Thursday evening. And once again, we can be back into the Word of God. So until then, hold on to the Lord, and he'll be there with you. So until then, good night.